Okay. All right. Ready for the big podcast?
Yep.
Okay, so today we'll look at the post that's entitled "Ignore와 무시하다의 차이점." Okay, so I think I put this up here because I've heard some Koreans make this mistake. Ignore하고 무시하다 조금 달라요. Okay, 똑같은 용법, 똑같은 용도 아닙니다. So 그거 좀 말씀드리려고 이 포스트 만들었습니다. So let's first discuss the different meanings of 무시하다 in Korean. And one meaning of 무시하다 is like 경시하다 or 만만하게 본다. 그런 의미 있잖아요. 남을 과소평가하는 거. Okay, 그거는 ignore이라고 번역하면 안 돼요. Right? In English, ignore just means 못 들은 척하는 거. 상대방 방금 했던 말 못 들은 척하는 거. 그 외에 의미 없어요. 그래서 무시한다는 의미 없습니다.
그래서 그 내 말을 무시했다 그런 경우에 무시했다만 쓸 수 있는 거.
Exactly. So you would say, for example, if I just said, "Where's my money?" 너 나한테 돈 갚을 거 있잖아. So I said, "Where's my money, Shine?" And then you say, and you ignore
Shine
me.
Shine ignored.
Michael. And then you just walk away, or whatever. Yeah. I say, "Where's my 5,000원, Shine?" And then you just walk away, or you talk about something else, right? You change the subject.
5,000원,
5만원이라고 하지. 우리 너무 치고 있잖아. Oh, sorry. All right, 50만원. You're right. Where's my 500,000원, Shine? And then you just change the subject and say, "Oh, isn't it time to make the podcast?" or whatever. Then I could say, "Don't ignore me," right? 그럴 경우에만 ignore 쓰는 거예요. So, but when we don't, like, what if I wanted to say, 우리 사장님이 제 실적을 정말 무시하는 것 같아요. 무시하시는 것 같아요. 그러면은 그럴 경우에 우리 어떻게 번역하면 될까요? 영어로.
He underestimates me.
Right. So, yeah, you can definitely say, "It seems like our boss is underestimating me." You could also say, "He's not recognizing my abilities." Right? Wow. So, recognizing 그럴 경우에 알아보다 인정하다. 인정한다는 의미죠. Wow. So, for example, 또 있어요. Acknowledge이라는 게.
Acknowledge?
Right. So, he has to acknowledge my abilities.
He has to acknowledge my ability.
Right. So you can say this about your professor at school. Like, I feel that my professor, my philosophy professor, isn't acknowledging my abilities or isn't acknowledging my understanding of this area. Right?
거기서도 my abilities로 많이 복수로 plural 많이 말해요.
그렇죠. 예, 우리 abilities 더 많이 쓰는 것 같아요. My ability 되기는 해요, 문법적으로. 근데 I think we usually say skills instead of skill. And we also say abilities instead of ability. And also capabilities can go either way. My capability. 의미 다 똑같죠. 근데 조금 더 자연스럽게 말하자면 skills. Skill보다 skill 더 좋아요. So for example, my English skills. Yeah.
Well, sometimes I don't know. I'm confused between my English skills and my English ability. Which one is better?
They're both okay. I think ability 또는 제일 좀 고급스러운 어휘 쓰자면 capability겠죠? 아니면 proficiency. 그러니까 능력이라는 게 뭐 한국어 능력 시험이라고 그 된 거 영어로 된 거 보면은 Korean proficiency examination이라고 돼요. Yeah, so if you 정말 잘난 척 하고 싶으면 you say my English proficiency, okay? And then, yep, that's the best one. And then 그 바로 밑급, you would say capability, and then ability, and then skills.
어려운 거 써야지. Proficiency?
다 한번 써봐요, 돌아가면서.
What about fluency?
Fluency, yeah, 유창함. It's a little bit different than 능력, but basically a similar idea. Okay, so what are some other ways here? Oh, let's look at this first example sentence. So, the reporter surrounded the senator. Senator is like 정치인. You know, in America, there's the 하원 and 상원. So, 상원에 그 속하는 그 의원이라는 뜻이에요. Senator. So, yeah. Okay, and kept asking him questions about the corruption trial, but he just ignored them all. So, corruption is, 정치적인 부패, or in this case, 비리, 재판. And he ignored them all. So 그거 전체적으로 한번 해석해 주시겠어요?
그 기자들은 그, 그 상원의원에 둘러싸여서 그에게 그 비리 재판에 대해서 계속 물어봤지만 네. 하지만 그는 그 의원은 그 것들을 모두 무시해 버렸다.
Right. He ignored them. He just he didn't answer them.
척했다.
Yeah, he pretended like he didn't hear them. Good. Now let's
I'm just wondering how do I say 청문회? 주로 청문회?
Yeah, hearing.
Just hearing?
Yeah, 국회에서 하는 그 열리는 거 말하는
그,
거죠.
네, 어떤 사람이 임용되기 전에
나와서 이렇게 진술이랑 비슷한 분위기로 진행하는 거.
왜 그러셨습니까?
네, 네 그거 다 일일이 다 물어보는 거잖아요. 그 나오는 사람의 배경에 대해서 yeah, hearing이라고 해요.
Hearing?
근데 confirmation hearing이라고 해요. 그래서 뭐지 임명하는 거 이렇게 그런 거 있잖아요.
네.
그래서 confirmation. And hearing is when they testify in front of the senators. Yeah, so we have what's called Senate confirmation hearings, where the person who was chosen by, let's say, Obama to be in his, you know, 내각, like the cabinet, he'll come out and testify. And yeah, that's called a hearing.
Yep. Could you spell that?
Just like, you know,
들었을 때. 진짜 hearing이 똑같아요?
Yeah,
wow.
It's just a 또 다른 용도 있죠.
Interesting.
Yeah, so, okay, good. Let's look at the next sentence. I brought up the idea of a raise at my last meeting with the boss, but he completely ignored me. It was as if he hadn't even heard me. So, bring up an idea or bring up something is 꺼내는 거. 그 이야기를 꺼내다. So, for example, I could say, I brought up that 5,000 won you owe me. Oh wait, 50만 원 하기로 했죠. Okay, I brought up that.
Is enough.
Yeah. Okay, sorry. All right, I brought up that 50,000 won you owe me, right? 그거 꺼냈어. 그 이야기 꺼냈어. So you could say I brought up. You could also say
Don't bring that up.
Right.
I ignored you.
You ignored me completely. Exactly. Or for example, if there's some girl that you want to date, you want to go out with the girl. So 드디어 이렇게 사귀자는 이야기 꺼냈어요. You could say, finally, I was able to bring up the idea of us, you know, dating, of us going out, of us getting together, 그런 거, of us being a couple. 그런 거 다 되는 거죠. Okay, so 이거 좀 해석해 주시겠어요?
나는 봉급 인상에 대해서 이야기, 지난 미팅에 보스에게 꺼냈는데, 하지만 그는 완전히 나를 내 말을 무시했다.
완전 씹었어요.
It was it. 그는 마치 나를 듣지 않는 것처럼 행동했다. 뭐,
네, 맞습니다. So it was as if he hadn't heard me. 조금 제가 이 문장을 조금 격식 많게 이렇게 썼거든요.
네.
But you could also say it was just like he didn't even hear me. 그거 되는 거죠. I said it was just as if. As if는 like보다 조금 더 이렇게 조금 더 문어체 같은 분위기거든요.
아, 문어체 같아요?
As if이라는 거.
우리 가정법 배웠을 때 나왔어요.
Yeah, that's right. I mean, 가정할 때 이거는 문법적으로 맞기는 해요. 더 좋은 거예요. But 말할 때 as if이라고 그렇게 많이 안 쓰고 대신 그냥 like이라고 써요. It was just like he didn't even hear me. 그런 식으로 예, 말할 때 조금 더 자연스럽죠. Okay, so then let's look at the next examples. So, 남을 우습게 보거나 그 남의 실력을 인정 안 한다는 의미로 예문 몇 개 적어 놓았습니다. So, I've given 20 of my best years to this company, but whenever it comes time for a promotion, I am always overlooked. So, overlooked 당했을 때 이거 지금 수동태예요. 제가 당하는 쪽에서.
네.
So it's 간과 or 무시당했어요. And what is promotion?
Promotion? 승진.
Right. 더 높은 자리로 올라가는 거. Okay, so what is this meaning? 다 일일이 다 직역 안 해도 되는데 그냥 제가 이 회사에서 뭐
내가 이 회사에서 나의 My best years I learned. But 이거 자, 그 전성 my 나의 전성기 20년을 보냈는데 하지만 승진이 있을 때마다 나는 감가되었다.
Right. Right. So people use this a lot about when they devoted a lot of time to a company. Mm. Right? We use, I gave 5 of my best years to this relationship or to our family or to this case. Mm. Right? Let's say if it was a Jaepan and you're a trial lawyer, you could say, I gave 2 of my best years to this case, you know, and I don't want to give it up all now. I can't just sacrifice it all now, right?
그래서 overlook 하면은 근데 난 이거 못 보고 지나치다 이런 거 경우에만 쓰셨다고 생각했는데 so he overlooked the paper and so he failed like the test or something.
Right. 그 의미도 많죠. 네. 근데 이번에 우리 그 당하는 쪽 그 관점에서 이렇게 써진 문장이거든요. But you could say yeah, I overlooked something else too, right? Like I overlooked his weak points when I hired him for this position, something like that, right? Okay, and then next, don't belittle the financial contributions I've made to this enterprise. So enterprise is like a business project, okay? 사업이라고 생각하시면 되고, contribution은 원래 기부하는 거잖아요, 기부금. 근데 그 앞에 financially라는 게 금융적인. So, don't belittle the financial contributions I've made to this enterprise. What do you think that means?
내 재정적 지원을 관과하지 마라.
Right.
그 사업에 내가 만든
Yeah, 과소평가하지 마라. Right? 나도 내 몫을 했다는 의미죠. So, 나도 많은 돈을 투자했다.
되게 단어가 저 예전에 저 몇 달 전에 한 것 같은데 정말 쉬운 것 같아요. 비리를 작게 하다 보니까.
Yeah, right. But there's a lot of words.
있어요? 비빅?
비빅? 재밌네. don't be big my Korean abilities. 제 한국어 실력 비빅 하지 마요. 못해요 사실. 감사합니다. Okay, no, there's no be big. There's just be little. But there is a word that is benighted. 근데 진짜 안 쓰는 단어예요. 제가 그냥 GRE 그 어휘 공부 제가 취미로 하잖아요. Because, you know, I'm a dork like that, and I like those...
such a dork.
Such a dork, and all I do with my free time is vocabulary studies. But there's one word that I came across when I was doing the vocab, and it's benighted. And what that means is 무시함 속에 사는 사람들. And so you can say, if you wanted to be really cruel, you could say the benighted masses. So, right, 무지, it's like 무지한 많은 사람들이 대중, 그런 의미예요.
So naive는 많이 쓴 거 아니야, naive? 근데 be naive?
Naive, you mean naive? Yeah, it's similar to naive, but it means benighted. So people who don't have, like, understanding of civilization and are close-minded and maybe ignorant. It's similar to ignorant, but there's a word benighted. But anyway, nobody really uses that word, so you don't have to worry about learning it. Let's look at the next one. One can never discount the contributions of Beethoven in cementing the early romantic movement in Western classical music. So, 이거 좀 의역해봐요. 무슨 말인지 알죠?
네.
이렇게 그 서양 클래식 음악계 음악계에서 베토벤의 몫을 이렇게 과소평가할 수는 없어요. In the cementing of 그 초기 낭만주의, okay? What should we say? 함양하는데 있어서, or 구체화하는데 있어서, you can never discount his contributions. Okay? 해볼래요?
네, 아무도 그 베토벤의 그런 컨트리뷰션을 뭐라고 하는 게 제일 좋죠? 근데 공헌이라고 해야 하는 게 제일 좋나? 헌신? 공헌?
Yeah.
공헌을 과소평가하지 않는다. 언제? 그 낭만 그 운동하고 있는 낭만주의 그 운동하고 있는 그 그런 서양의
어렵죠. 고전 이 문장은 되게 길어서 어렵지만
잘라서 읽으면 돼요.
Right. So, the movement in classical music, there was a movement in classical music called Romanticism, okay? And it happened simultaneously with Impressionism in Western classical music. So, these are similar movements that parallel the world of art, right? There's other movements called, we know, classicism, right? 고전주의, mm. so classicism. Mm. And then romanticism, I guess 낭만주의. Mm. Mm. And then impressionism, mm. 인상주의. Mm. And then modernism, right? 현대쪽, right? Mm. So modernism. And there's, so what this sentence is telling us is that Beethoven's contribution, mm. what he did mm. to kind of bring an advent, bring mm. the new birth to the romantic movement of classical music can never be underestimated. Mm. Okay? Because it was that important. Mm. And like I told you before, his third symphony, the Eroica Symphony, mm. that he dedicated to Napoleon, was widely regarded by classical music historians as the first piece of romantic music, mm. the first step into romanticism out of classicism. Mm. So that's what that means. Mm. 이제 이해 가시죠?
네.
Okay.
근데 이거 발음이 Beethoven, mm. Beethoven?
Beethoven.
Beethoven?
Yeah, we say Beethoven, and what about Mozart? We say
yeah.
Mozart.
I want to know, Mozart.
Yeah, we Mozart? Just say Mozart, Mozart.
Mm.
And then, who else is there?
Strauss. Tchaikovsky.
Rachmaninoff, Mahler. I'm a big fan of Mahler, you know.
So who's your favorite?
I used to, my favorite from when I was in elementary school was Mozart.
Mm.
And then later, Mahler. In high school and college, I was mm. a big fan of Mahler. And mm. then later in college, I was a big fan of Philip Glass.
Mm.
And, yeah. So, but now recently, I've started listening to Mozart again.
Mm.
And, oh, there's some great music. Some great operas that I hadn't really listened to very closely.
Wow, you like listening to classical music.
Yeah. He's, you know, most of Mozart's stuff, the most popular songs, we've heard too many times mm. that we're sick of them.
Mm.
But if you kind of delve deeply into mm. his body of work,
mm.
there's really so much great music that people don't even know about. Mm. Because he was prolific, like he composed so many, you know, more than 1,000 works.
Mm.
And so if you delve deeply into that, there's so much great music there. Mm. Anyway, I listen to it a lot while I'm studying.
Mm.
Okay, so do you like any classical music, Shine?
I like when I was in high school, but...
Not anymore?
Now
you've graduated just to pop music. 이제 클래식 졸업해서 이렇게 가요 만드는 거 아니야? 아이돌, 아이돌에 빠진 거 아니야?
JY 제일 좋아요.
우리 만날 때마다 아이돌 이야기 많아하는 거. Okay, well, thanks everyone for stopping by, and I hope that today's podcast was helpful, and we'll check back in again in a couple of days.
Okay, thank you. Bye.
Bye.